When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Do you think Nicolas Cage is underappreciated, overappreciated, or appreciated just enough as an actor?
I say totally underappreciated. Mm. You know, we were just talking about it because of Con Air, which I love that movie. Also love Raising Arizona, which he was in. But I think he's underrated, actually.
Is this who is this Ed Sheeran singing this song?
Yeah, with Elton John.
Oh, okay.
You go from asking me that question to now talking about the music.
No, I'm so all over the place here. I heard that song and I was like, I know that voice. Who is that voice? And
then I figured it out.
Yeah, I think that Nicolas Cage is very much appreciated. I don't think he's underappreciated. I think the only knock on Nicolas Cage is that he doesn't say no to a role. So he's been in a lot of like wacky things.
That's a good way to make a lot of money.
Well, sure, yeah.
Yeah.
You want to know an underrated role, I'll give you an underrated role, and it's a Christmas movie. And could be one of my favorites of all time. It's called Trapped in Paradise.
Yes, I know it. Yep.
And it's Nicolas Cage, John Lovitz, and Dana Carvey. And they're three brothers that had heard about this bank that was so easily robbed in a town called Paradise, Pennsylvania, because the security guard was always asleep and the security cameras weren't working and the whole thing. So the guy gets out of jail, like, we got to go and knock this bank down in Paradise. They get stuck in a town, everybody's too nice and everything else. And
there you go. See, that just shows you the range of Nick Cage.
Yeah. And I remember, it was funny.
He was great in The Rock.
Oh, indeed. Yes, another good one. But I remember asking, I had John Lovitz in studio in Pittsburgh, believe it or not. And I asked him, I said, you know, I love this movie, Trapped in Paradise. He was like, oh my God, we used to call it Trapped in Bleep. Crap. I said, why? He goes, it was the worst experience I ever had working on a movie. Because our director was a cokehead, and he never came out of his trailer. And he would just sit in the trailer doing blow the whole time. We had to direct the movie ourselves.
Oh, wow.
I was like, wow. He's like, I can't even watch that movie. I'm like, oh, it's disappointing because I love that movie. And you guys were talking about SNL this morning and like the eras of things. I mean, to me, like the Mike Myers, Dana Carvey, Phil Hartman, Kevin Nealon, and then into Chris Farley, David Spade from there was that's my time of it. Like, been back with the Piscopo and Eddie Murphy and watching those back were very good too. But like that was the time.
Chevy Chase and, you know,
and the original cast.
Yeah, the original guys, they were unbelievable.
But I think everybody has.
Come on.
I know, but I mean, I think everybody has their own, me being younger, like that growing up with those guys. Like the Mike Myers, Dana Carvey, that whole deal. So anytime that we had an opportunity, because we had this deal with the Pittsburgh Improv, and some of these guys would come in, like Kevin Nealon came in, John Lovitz would come in. I get so excited to talk to those guys. I was like, oh, yes, absolutely have them in. Now, Rob Schneider came in, and that was a weird one. That guy spent an hour in the bathroom. I don't know what he was doing.
What do you think he was doing?
I don't know, man. It was weird, and he came in, and he was like making like a French press on the air and would not talk about comedy. He just talked about like international political relations.
Yeah, he's into geopolitics. By the way, I was just reading this article. Nick Cage says he plans to say adios and quit film acting. Now, this was about a year ago. So he plans to retire from acting and films and has maybe three or four more movies left.
Doesn't Nicolas Cage is doing a biographical film where you would never think that they would pick him to be the guy? What is it? I just heard this. I think I even brought it up to you.
Yeah, you said it doesn't fit. Some reason, it didn't fit.
Like, really doesn't fit. Actually, it might have been, is it John Madden?
Yes, that's who it is. I think that's who it is.
Then Nicolas Cage is going to play John Madden?
Yeah, he's had an up and down career, but I still think when he's on, man, and he's great.
Yeah, this is what, yeah. Nicolas Cage to play NFL icon John Madden.
So much for retiring.
And a David O. Russell biopic. Do you think Frank Caliendo got mad at that casting? Because he was like, I'm the Madden guy.
So the problem is, though, if you saw him doing it, you would think that it's a comedy.
But this would be his time to cross over into being serious. Like, I could do it all. I mean, TBS gave him that TV show, and they promoted the hell out of it back in the day to showcase all his talents.
Yes.
He should be able to do this. I mean, Nicolas Cage is John Madden?
He'll pull it off.
I'm sure he will. He's a great actor, but that doesn't fit to me at all. I bet you Caliendo's like, he was definitely had his agent on that one when that was buzzing around. Come on, I could do it. I'm not gonna make jokes. I'll be serious. Like, so the John Madden story, like, what's the story arc of the John Madden biopic? You know what I'm saying? Like, you need some sort of conflict or something to have a, you can't just be like, John Madden had a great life. He didn't like flying.
Yeah.
He was a good head coach. He won that Super Bowl in 76, became an iconic announcer in the video game. But like, what?
The biggest mistake he ever made was just not taking the shares in the video game and just taking the money up front.
Yes.
Because he didn't believe that the video game would turn out to be what it has turned out to be and still is.
Still is to this day. But seriously, like, what you do in the John Madden biopic, is it just like a feel-good story, an hour and a half of...
Yeah, it's like a Hallmark movie, I guess.
But, I mean, even in Hallmark movies, something bad happens.
Nah.
There's got to be some sort of conflict. But what's the thing?
I don't know.
Is there something in John Madden's past we don't know about that he overcame? You know, like, you do these biopics, like the Johnny Cash movie or Elvis or some of these things. You're like, oh, my God, I didn't know about that. A John Madden movie. Everybody loved John Madden. Like they're going to do the turducken stuff?
I think they got to do all of that. I mean, coaching, TV. There may have been, you know, obviously the video game decision making. Yeah, sure.
It seems if you read the what's the film about, it seems to be about the video game. That after being fired by the Raiders, John Madden teams up with a mild-mannered Harvard programmer to rewrite his fading legacy by building the world's first football video game.
Huh.
That's from IMDb.
Well, that's a sad one, though, because then he ends up, even though he made a lot of money in broadcasting, but he got screwed out of it.
Yeah, I guess I can kind of see
that.
But I would think that he was a guy that not only did he make a lot of money in broadcasting, but just being John Madden in the offseason probably made him a lot of money.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's the thing. Like, Coach Cower is, you know, in demand all the time, year-round.
Yeah, and Madden's one of those guys that, like, he really was who he was, right? Like, I mean...
Yeah.
It wasn't like...
It's a little bit of a mess.
Yeah, but everybody seemed to have a favorable opinion of
that. Yeah, 100%.
It wasn't one of those things where, like, oh, John Madden's great on TV, but boy, behind the scenes is, you know, it wasn't like that at all.
He did a number of my games, man. It was great to meet him and Pat, you know, when you went in to go talk to them, you know, the day before the game and just kind of just get into football with them. It was hilarious. And when they did come to town, it was a big deal.
Who do you think was the bigger... football announcer, or had the more illustrious football announcer career? John Madden or Howard Cosell?
Different. Totally different people.
And yeah, I know, but
different paths. To me, it was John Madden because of the Madden video game, without question. And Howard was, you know, he was big when he was doing it because he had Muhammad Ali was his guy. You know, they were best buddies.
Yeah.
So, like, he latched on to the most famous person in the world. And he was at everything that Muhammad Ali was doing.
Yeah, I was just talking from a football standpoint.
It's got to be Monday John Madden. It's John Madden.
See, like Eddie's going, you don't know. Cause
yeah, that Monday Night Football.
With Don Meredith.
And from like 72 to like 81 or 2, that was
it. Was a crazy booth.
And those guys were gods.
Yeah. That's why I asked that.
Mike's, I remember one of the guys who used to work on Mike's show on Yes used to talk about those days all the time.
Yeah, I know. They were crazy days. I know that. But I'm just saying that John Madden, to me, and I think to most casual football fans through the 80s and 90s, it's got to be him.
Oh yeah. I mean for me it is, but I wasn't around during the Cosell thing.
And plus the Madden video game just
that's a different conversation.
Yeah, but that's still a part of his personality.
No, but my point is just from a soul standpoint of calling football
games. It has to be him. You know, he did the Thanksgiving Day games, did all the Super Bowl. I did a lot of Super Bowls on different networks. I mean, it's got to be him.
And I think he did it at least, 8 years more than Howard did?
Yeah, and you think about Pat Summerall, to me, is probably one of the most unselfish people in the history of our industry because he had to shelve his own ego to make that thing work the way it worked.